God Cares, a compilation.
While surfing the internet, I stumbled upon a positive outlook test. I consider myself a fairly positive person, with some room for improvement, but I was curious to see if I was right. Since the test would only take a few minutes, I filled in the answers. When the results appeared, I wasn't too surprised. There was a sentence noting my tendency to worry too much, and another on my bad habit of giving too much time and thought to the worst possible outcomes. But the conclusion was encouraging. Overall, you rarely view the world as a place of bad experiences and events. You tend to invest trust and faith in the belief that things will turn out well in the end. Reading that last sentence, I smiled. In spite of hardship and suffering, I do believe that things will turn out well in the end. How, I don't know, but I know that they will. This is because of my faith that God cares and that He keeps His word. When He promises to keep me until the end, I know He will. I didn't always believe in Him. Neither did I always believe things would turn out well in the end. Those were days filled with stress, tears, and anxiety, when I felt crushed by the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. I could already tell that the insecurities about my life, my health, my finances, my family, and my future were too big to carry alone. But I didn't yet have the solution until I found God, and my faith grew through reading His word. An acquaintance of mine has bad health, not just small problems with a cold or the flu, but major issues that have kept him under fairly intensive medical oversight for the last 10 years. Unfortunately, faith is the last thing on his mind. "I don't need God," he told me. "I can carry it myself." But he can't. He wasn't meant to. But because he thinks he needs to, his life is much more of a struggle than it would need to be. I am not a better person than he is. I am not smarter, more patient, or more persevering, but there is one thing I do have which he doesn't. I have faith that God cares. And that's the key. Koss Stenger. God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and able to handle all our cares. As a humble person, you can cast all your cares on Him because you know He cares for you. We should not hold on to our cares. Instead, we should throw them to our Father God who cares for us. He has big shoulders. He can handle our burdens. Cares refer to worries, difficulties, and needs of this world, and anxieties. Everything that worries us or weighs us down is to be given to the God who cares so deeply for us. These verses do not promise that God will fix or remove our concerns. Instead, the assurance is in knowing that He cares for us, which is why we can cast our cares on Him. God is trustworthy to handle our cares in the best way. Romans 8:28 tells us that God works all things for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. Jesus also invited people to cast their cares on Him. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." GodQuestions.org. Sometimes people say that God is too big or too busy with more important things to be concerned with something as inconsequential as the details of our lives. But this sentiment is not biblical. God absolutely cares about the little things that happen in our lives. To gain some perspective, we must first understand that everything is little compared to God. He created the entire universe. But the question of whether God cares is more fundamentally about the depth of His love than it is about the breadth of His power or the importance of a particular detail. Throughout the Bible, we see evidence that God cares deeply about our lives. Perhaps the most convincing passage is Luke 12:6-7. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? And not one of them is forgotten before God. Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows. God remembers birds that people sell for next to nothing. They are of small consequence to humans, yet are remembered by God. Jesus tells us we are worth much more than that. Of course God cares. He cares enough to number the hairs on our heads. Jesus' life also demonstrates God's care for the details. We see Him provide food for those who had been listening to His teachings for days and were hungry. He interacted with children who were thought to be of little importance. He took time with the people He healed, addressing their spiritual problems on an individual level. One shining example of this is the woman with the issue of blood. While on His way to heal the daughter of a ruler of the synagogue, a man of great importance, a woman reached out to touch Jesus' robe and received healing. Jesus stopped, asked who had touched Him, and affirmed the healing the woman received. He was not too busy or on too important of a mission to validate this woman and extend wholeness to her. On the night Jesus was arrested to be crucified, He took the time to heal the ear of the high priest's servant, an ear which one of His disciples had cut off. In the midst of being betrayed and taken to be crucified, something Jesus had just agonized over in prayer, He cared about this detail and extended healing. We see His personal touch in many of the stories of His miracles. We also see it in the way He interacted with His disciples. Jesus absolutely cares about the little things. The New Testament is replete with descriptions of God's love for His people and His abundant provision for us. The biblical depiction of God is one of mighty power and also astounding love. When we love someone, we care about the details of their lives. How much more does God, who is love, care about the lives of His children? CompellingTruth.org. Your soul can grasp matters that are too deep for your mind's understanding. One of these deep truths is my Father's perfect love for you, the very love He has for me. I came to your planet so I could make this indescribable love real to you. My love and my presence are inseparable. I myself live in you. I know everything about you, including your deepest desires and darkest secrets. I understand perfectly things about you which you have yet to discover. However, my knowledge of you is not clinical or detached. I view you through the eyes of a passionate lover. I invite you to open your heart and soul to me, to experience my boundless love. For now you know in part, imperfectly, but in heaven you will know and understand fully, even as you have been fully, clearly known. Jesus. Thank you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.